This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you forgot.
That a boy, that's the spirit.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
Hey, Mr. Crab, man, tell Bill, man, hey, man, I need my money, man. I'm Ty Mother Law.
On WEEI.
Ty is brought to you by AAA Now Hiring. Apply today when you visit AAA.com/careers. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Ty Law.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? I know I was supposed to be there. I'm going to put it out there. But I had a terrible day trying to travel yesterday.
What happened?
I was trying to get up to the one, the airline had me in there delayed for 4.5 hours. Then they switched the plane. It had another gate, and then they didn't even have the same configuration of the plane. I'm getting off this one.
That's a quick dump. That's
$100 for the Greg Hill Foundation swear jar.
Oh yeah, I'm already coming with it, man. Because you're doing good things with good cause, so I'm gonna contribute. Okay. But I was scared as hell yesterday, so I actually sat on the plane, and then they start moving luggage to shift the weight. I said, "Oh, this ain't for me. I'm getting the hell off this one."
They started shifting luggage to make sure that it was okay weight?
Yeah, because the weight, and then they started putting them down and put them at the bottom because of different configuration of the plane.
Oh, no.
Because they switched us. Yeah, I said, no, that I'm already scared of flying. I'm on the plane all the time. I'm already scared.
How much vodka was in your bag?
And I'm glad that you said that, because it was actually none, and I need to make the announcement that I am no longer a partner or affiliate. I dissolved the relationship with V1, so I'm coming out with my own thing, y'all. So I can't wait.
I can't wait, bro. So are you gonna your own thing?
Yes, I'm doing. I'm still staying in the industry, but I got something for you, because I swear I wanna launch it right there with you guys, and we're gonna have us a good time. But we have some, you know, physiological differences. Let's say that, and we're good. It was amicable, but I am no longer a part of or partnership, and dissolved that thing with V1.
Law Liqueurs.
So we're coming out with a new brand.
You said it was physiological. Was it also philosophical? I would say it was probably both. Right, the differences that you had with them.
Yeah. Exactly. Physiological, philosophical, yes. All that good stuff. But like I said, it's a great brand. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But wait till y'all see what I got coming.
Okay.
Wait till y'all see that.
I understand what you're saying, though. Sometimes when they tell you that there's a mechanical issue with the plane,
right,
and that's why you're delayed, and then they say, okay, we fixed it, you can get on the plane. Do you really want to get on that plane?
I don't trust them that they fixed it.
No, and you know what they said? The reason was the plane, that before they switched it, they said it was the windshield wiper. And I said, now how in the hell does the windshield wiper affect the plane? I'm not a mechanic. I'm not an aviation guy. But I was like, this don't sound right to me, because I know if my windshield wiper on my car is messed up, I can still drive.
Well, good thing is that you were home. You got to watch a game last night, and Patriots win this one. I think we talked to you about the remaining schedule of this team last week, and can they beat this Bills team? They do. Where do you stand on this football team this morning?
Man, man, that was a statement game. And I don't know if he's eligible because he's not a head coach, but somebody please put Josh in the running for coach of the year. Josh McDaniels. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to always give him his flyers. But, man, the ball's in their court right now. Yeah, they're looking at a bye week. Who would ever have thought that in the beginning of the season? But they earned every single thing, every accolade that those guys are getting individually as a team. They're earning it. And I'm like, you know, they're the team to beat right now. They hold and that's what we want as Patriots. We want to hold our own destiny in our hands. I mean, the future is there. So guess what? You win out, you get a bye week. And who is better in the bye week than Bill Belichick?
Right. And Ty, when you look at that game last night, I don't know if I've ever been a part of a game where you've seen a quarterback, and, you know, not that it was all on him, but just the fact that he only attempted three passes just goes to show you how well you're running the ball and defensively what they've been able to do.
And that shows you how much tougher you are, because when you can line up a game and play that smash mouth football, that old school style football, that's sending a message to the rest of the league. I can beat you however you want to play. You know, if it's like a boxer. If you want to sit there and just box, okay, I can do that. If you want to sit there and slug it out, we can do that too. So I think they're the most well-rounded football team in the National Football League right now. I really believe that, because they're not just dependent on one thing. They're not just dependent on the running back. They're not just dependent on the quarterback. They're not just dependent on the defense. It's everything as a whole.
Ty, weather-wise, if you listen to some of these guys after the game, some of them said they've never played in a game like that. I think David Andrews even said this was a game I'll never forget. Do you remember any type of game when you were playing that was that wild when it comes to weather, atmosphere, and the actual play on the field?
Hell yeah. Buffalo, it's always bad. I don't know about you, Wiggy, but I don't never recall playing a nice, beautiful weather game in Buffalo.
Remember that game?
We had one so tough that me and Eric Moulds, we was out there. We was damn near in practice playing the buddy system. Hey, man, I'm running out here, man. Okay? we just trying to get the hell off the field. It was that cold and that rainy. And then the Tennessee, that was the coldest game I probably have ever played in a playoffs when Tennessee was like 12 below, something like that. The wind chill factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember we played up in Buffalo in 2000, and it started sleeting, and we went in overtime. Remember how cold and awful that game was? I'll never forget. I was sitting on the bench next to Terry Glenn, just looking at him like, "Man, is this game over?" And then Vinatieri botched the field goal attempt, and we went into OT. That was in the 2000 season. That game was cold.
Exactly, and that's when me and Eric Moles was like, "Man, he was telling me the routes he was running." I like, "Thank you," because you know it ain't coming over here. We knew they was gonna run it. We just trying to get the hell off the field at that point because it was that cold, man. But it was that's Buffalo for you,
right?
You know, and so for any free agent that goes there, that's an open free agent. I know they getting paid a hell of a lot of money to go to Buffalo.
When you start to like think about this football team, and we've talked about it, and I'm kind of believing and I'm buying in. I'm sipping the Kool-Aid with all that good sugar in it. I believe that this team is the best team in the AFC, and I think that they have what it takes to get to a Super Bowl. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree now. I mean, if you asked me, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I didn't believe that, because I'm one of those guys that you got to prove it to me. You got to show me. Are you willing to, you know, take the challenge? Just like J.C. Jackson, for example, I wasn't ready to pass the mantle and say, okay, you're anointed now with Stephon Gilmore. You got to show and prove, and he's doing that, and that's what the team is doing overall. They're showing everyone that, you know what, we're still the Patriots. No, we don't have Tom Brady, but yes, we still have Bill Belichick, and we're a team to be reckoned with. And I don't think anybody in the NFL right now wants to see the Patriots.
When it comes to Sean McDermott, he seemed pissed all during the game, but then afterwards saying, like, we're giving too much credit to Bill Belichick. On the show, we were talking earlier that we think he was talking more about that his team didn't play that well. It was less about throwing shade at Bill. But when you look that they have to play them again at the end of the month, do you think that the Bills have fallen down and can't get back up, or do you think that they could still come back and give Pats a tough go at the end of December?
Oh no, you can't count them out, because I think their team and their offense especially revolves around Josh Allen. This wasn't a great game for Josh Allen, just the weather conditions. Even though he played pretty damn good considering that. So depending on what the weather is in Foxborough, you can't expect it to be like that. They're going to sit there and ride that man, and he is one of the best out there. I mean, let's give him his flyers as well. I mean, so I can see it being a totally different ball game, but it's also going to be a different ball game as far as how the Patriots approach it. They have one up on those guys, but you don't want to go toe to toe as far as throwing the ball with Josh Allen. You want to keep him off the field as much as possible because he is just that good. But it's going to be a totally different game, and I wouldn't expect the same thing.
You think N'Keal Harry with a change of scenery is salvageable? We asked Bill why he was out there or returning punts last night, and we got some kind of answer about his hands. Do you think he goes elsewhere? Can he be a good player in this league?
I think he could be a good player, but you got to put him in the right system. I think he wasn't the first round. I can't say he's a scrub. He was a first round pick. He has the talent. He has the size, the athleticism. But I think, you know, I don't know if it's anything out because I don't know the kid, if it's something mental going on there. But I think if you put him in the right situation, that he can be, you know, effective. Everyone is not meant to play in New England or anywhere else. You have to be smart. I'm not saying that he's not smart, but it's something that's not clicking, you know, since he's been here. Then he has a few injuries. So, you know, hopefully he just gets himself ready to play, and hopefully they find a way that can make him valuable to the team. Because, I mean, we're going to need him down the stretch. It is what it is.
Ty, when you take us in the locker room a little bit, like in Bill's mind, you've been with the guy, you know, you were with him for a long time. When you're going against a player like Stephon Diggs, like what is the game plan against Stephon Diggs? Is it double, or is it we put our best corner on him? Because, you know, they did a good job against him last night for the most part, and I know weather conditions played a factor into that, but what is the game plan playing talented receivers for the New England Patriots' defensive scheme?
Well, it depends on who you get out there at the corner, Wiggy. That's pretty easy. Now, let's go back a little bit. Now, if you got someone number 20, let's take the number 24s, for instance, right? We had three of them that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You put me, if I'm out there on the field, I got him, coach. You ain't got to worry about nothing. His ass is mine. Okay, you put him out there on Darrell Revis, you ain't got to worry about that. You go Stephon Gilmore, you don't got to worry about that. Now, J.C. Jackson, he did his thing. So I think that he has the comfort knowing that J.C. can hold up now that he doesn't have to double. Mm-hmm. Now, if he want to do it far as a game plan perspective, he might do so just like he did with me when he tried to put me on Reggie Wayne when I'm used to covering Marvin Harrison. I wanted that challenge. So from a game plan perspective, Bill Belichick say, look, we're going to put you on Reggie Wayne and we're going to double Marvin. And that's when I came back in his office and we had to have us a little sit down. Hell no, we ain't. I got Marvin Harrison. That's what I do. He said, okay, if he beat you, okay, we're going to go back my way. And of course you see it never happened.
Right.
So it depends on who you have as your personnel, but that just gives Bill Belichick that much more when he can really trust somebody one-on-one to take out the top receiver.
Is this bye week coming at a perfect time, or do you think that they're rolling right now, so it's a tough time to have a bye week?
This is a tough time to have a bye week, but you know what? Your body's beat up, so you need it. It's just that coming off the bye week, they're playing against a pretty tough football team in the Indianapolis Colts. You can't sleep on those guys because they can run the ball and punch you in the mouth. You know what I mean? So I like to have it like in mid-season, not too far down. You know what I mean? Because you're in the rhythm right now. You want to go out there and feed off of what you've been doing. So, you know, but you don't know how many guys are hurt and banged up on the team. So it might be a much-needed bye for those guys.
All right, Ty Law. Well, hopefully we'll see. Any chance we see you in studio next week? I don't know what your schedule is like.
Yeah, you know what? I got to come, and I'm going back to my son's 18th birthday, so I'm coming back on down to Florida because I got to head out to L.A. But I can say this. Can I say something, y'all? I got to make an announcement because I'm coming up to Boston today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at the South Shore Plaza. I love Boston sports. We're going to be signing from 6 to 8 o'clock, so everybody come on out. You know, every Patriot fan need this on their wall, man. Wiggy, you got to get one. It's called the Declaration of Domination.
Mm-hmm.
It's the founding fathers of the Patriots dynasty, some cool artwork. So I'm going to be at Braintree. I love Boston sports. The owner, my man, Milan, Come on out there and see me, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get this picture. It's cold.
It's pretty cool.
It's Belichick. It's real cool. So I'm going to be out there signing a few things for 2 hours a day.
Do they sell that in NFT form?
I think they're going to be going with that, but that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know about all that crypto and all that NFT stuff. You know, I'm trying to figure it out. If it's some money in there, damn it, I'm going to look into it now, bro. But I don't know nothing about it right now. But just come on up and see this Declaration of Domination, man. I'm telling you, it's one of the coldest pieces of artwork, and every New England fan should have one of these. I swear, man, it's awesome.
Yeah, right, I have the T-shirt, and I'm wearing the red sleeves today from I Love Boston Sports. Nice. But, Ty, you got to get here. He has to get here before December. Is it December 31st? He has to get here because that is Georgia, Michigan.
Ah, yes.
Man. Oh. And you know what, Wiggy? They got to have us look. You know what? You know what we should do, Greg? You know I got the swear jar, and I got that.
Yeah.
If Michigan beat Georgia, I think Wiggy should pay my tab.
How much is your tab? Your tab keep running up, man.
Hey, man, you got that NFL money, that Greg Hill Show money, man.
Come on,
you got plenty of cheese.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question.
If y'all beat Michigan, I'm going to double the pot.
Okay.
How about that?
Let me ask you a question. Who has a gold jacket?
You talking about my gold jacket?
Yeah, exactly. You talking about NFL money? Who was the highest paid player at their position at one point in time in their career? Never me.
Guess what? How many kids you got?
I got 3.
Damn it, I got 5. We.
All right, Ty. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.